And we go to our regular segment on business and finance when we talk to our friends at Marketplace. Today, the subject is the first anniversary of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was put in place after the corporate scandals of recent years. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is reporter Tess Figlin. Tess, this law came about for some pretty obvious reasons, attached to some pretty big names: Enron, WorldCom, Imclone, Tyco, and on and on.
Yes, we could go on and on and on, but we won't. We'll spare everyone. Suffice it to say, there were dozens of companies that announced massive earnings restatements, SEC investigations, Justice Department investigations in the months prior to this law being passed, and Congress just figured maybe it was time to do something.
So what are the reforms that are included in this act?
Well, a big one is that it requires CEOs to personally sign off on the financial documents that they put out, like quarterly and annual reports. It's got to have their John Hancock, and they, believe it or not, didn't have to do that before. It also created a new agency to police the accounting industry. You'll remember the name Arthur Anderson, of course.
Yes.
It expands the definition of obstruction of justice, and that's something that's meant to make folks think twice before putting documents through the shredder or into the email delete folder. And it doubles the maximum sentence for breaking securities laws to 20 years. That's a long time. And you also have to have a financial expert on your board of directors.
So these are all solutions they came up with a year ago. On the anniversary of the act, how do people think they've worked?
Very mixed marks, depending who you talk to. Some say it wasn't tough enough. Some say it was too tough, that mostly coming from corporate America. But all is not completely right in corporate America. We're still getting huge financial revisions from companies. And, of course, nothing has changed the focus on quarterly earnings on Wall Street. So companies are still going to use whatever legal math maneuvers they can to show that they're doing well, even if nobody really understands that math.
But maybe the most important people to ask about are investors. Are they aware of the act? Are they aware of the reforms? And do they matter?
They are, and investors are slowly getting back into the market. We pinged Howard Schillett over at the Center for Financial Research and Analysis, and he said investors took a lot of convincing on this one.
Investors basically just did not trust management, thought that there was this conspiracy, that the game was rigged, and I think psychologically, it has had a very soothing effect.
Of course, investors will remind you that they haven't exactly recouped the losses that they suffer because of all that corporate fraud, and they're still filing class action lawsuits all over the place. So here at Marketplace, we'll be marking this anniversary, birthday, whatever you call it today. And in fact, we'll find out what former SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt has to say about the new corporate governance climate.
Tess, thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And we say Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.